Eric McCullough, the head football coach for the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as we get ready for round two of the postseason. The Raiders on the road this week at OABCIG. And, Coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's just crazy, Jeff, that looking at week nine here of us visiting and talking about football.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so weird because it's week nine, but we're getting about week 11 or 12 weather the way it seems.
It does. It has definitely changed here.
It does. It's almost like the weather said, it's postseason time, playoff time. It's time to get a little bit colder. But, Coach, you guys are going to be taking on a Falcon team there, ranked number one. You had a chance to face them week five, I think it was, or week four. What did you take away from that game that maybe you guys can implement coming up here on Friday night?
Jeff, we didn't watch a lot of film at the time. You know, it's just – one of those things, the stretch of schedule that we had there, it was just, you know, rough teams we were playing, and we were still trying to kind of figure out who we were and how we were going to make things work. And so going back and looking at it, it's all things that we talked about that week. I remember just having some confidence. You know, I think sometimes, especially high school kids, it can get to be where you look at the number one rankings and stuff like that. It just has to be reminders that no matter who you're playing, you know, the way they put their cleats on, same as you, pads, same as you. So you just need to go out and be a team, support each other, and those are things we've really focused on this week.
Yeah, you guys really do come in as a different team, though, having won three straight, including a 21-16 win over Missouri last week in the opening round of postseason. So the guys got to have a different confidence level coming in.
We do, and I think we've seen that in practice. You know, and we've made a few changes and adjustments and stuff we've gone. But when you go back and look, when we played the Falcons in that week four, I mean, we still had 195 yards rushing. We just didn't finish a lot of drives because one thing you can't do against good quality teams is have penalties or mistakes that kind of put you behind the chains. And those are the things we really try to focus on this week in practice, making sure we clean up some of those things. And we did pretty well there for a couple weeks. Last week we had a few more penalties. Motion type stuff and holding calls that just wasn't normal or common, but you know, those things are going to come and go depending on the officiating crew you have.
Eric, this Falcon team, we were talking off air, very fast, both sides of the ball, of course, because it's pretty much the same kids, but that maybe leans sometimes to teams that have a great amount of team speed aren't always physical, so a lot of straight head running, kind of the game plan for Friday night.
You know, we're not going to change anything that we want to do necessarily. We still want to be kind of that power running team and use as many backs as we can. We just got a lot of quality kids that can run the ball and have success. We just got to get some things set up to have them to have that success. And our guys up front, just some reminders. They run kind of a 3-4. And, you know, some of the things we picked up in film is how they were changing, they were attacking with their defensive tackles and stuff and how we can kind of counter that with our guys up front, because the first couple series, we were having a lot of success, and then it just kind of shut down. And when we could look at film and kind of show the kids that and go over it in practice, I think it made a lot more sense as the things that we can make adjustments on our end to kind of fix and negate some of the things that they're trying to do.
How do you feel like that matchup up front looks this week? You guys a little healthier this week than you've been the last couple.
Yeah, our guys up front, I have a lot of confidence in them and the things that they do and when they want to be physical up front and play. And that's our biggest thing when you're trying to go against speed is you just can't have any of those little mistakes. I mean, if we're supposed to be shoulder-to-shoulder, we got to be shoulder-to-shoulder. We can't have a little gap there that they can kind of squeeze through and give them any kind of lanes to come through and make a tackle on the backfield. And those are things we have to make sure we clean up this week because their team speed, like you mentioned, I mean, it's incredible, and it's really hard to try and mash that up if you don't have the right type of kids.
Do they flow so well that you can maybe use some misdirection against them?
We can, you know, and I think that's one thing that we can take advantage of and use our tight end type sets to kind of counter some of the ways they're going to walk up their linebackers and such. But that just means that it's even more important that we don't let any defensive pressure in that defensive line get in the way of our counters and our pulls and make sure we can have clean blocks.
Coach Cooper DeJean, if not one of the best players in the state, certainly one of the best players in this area. Of course, everybody knows heading to the University of Iowa, he's just a difference maker when he's on the field. Is stopping them really stopping him first?
You got to give him some trouble and try and just making me pressure. But he is. He's a very talented kid, and even when you see on film and when we played him, is even if he has to try and go on the run, I mean, he's an incredible athlete, and he's definitely gifted, and I think he really helps a lot of those kids on that team to kind of take up the next step up too. Just the things that he can do, because you kind of get in a position where if you want to try and put pressure on him and send four or five guys, he's going to find one of his receivers. And if you try and sit back in your zone, or even if you try and run man with safeties over top to take some of that stuff away, he's going to beat you with your feet. So he's just always really calm back there and just has that real explosive speed that's really hard to match.
And, Coach, for you guys to get in here to the second round of the postseason, you're going to get a full 9 games in this year at least. For a young team, this has got to be huge, especially getting that win last week, not just for the rest of this season, but to kind of help propel into next season as well.
Well, that's the things we've talked about this week also, Jeff, is the way the season has started and the things that we're dealing with in this area, in the state and in the country of the pandemic and stuff is just to be able to have those 9 games and also to say that we made it to the second round of the playoffs. I think those are huge things with the young team that we had and what they've been able to accomplish and the spot that that we've kind of got ourselves into right now. And those are things that we need to make sure that we take with us and use them on Friday night.
Well, Coach, as always, it's fun to catch up with you. I know the guys will be looking forward to chatting with you coming up Friday night for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show.
Hey, we appreciate all the coverage. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Eric McCullough again with ESAC Raiders. Again, they're at OABCIG coming up Friday night in the second round of the postseason.